This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, banks, as promised, as the agita in the American banking system continues to work itself out, two words have been getting a whole lot of attention. Bank consolidation. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab told us yesterday that there are more banks in the United States than there are in any other country. She's back today to explain why and what consolidation could mean for the industry and its customers.
The United States is a country of capitalist contradictions. Only four companies make nearly all of our baby formula. Four airlines run most of our flights. But banks? This country has more than 4,000. Richard Grossman is an economics professor at Wesleyan University.
Banking in this country is way more restrictive than in any of the other industrialized countries. We've been super suspicious of the centralization of financial power.
Grossman says at our peak, the U.S. had somewhere around 25,000 banks. That was before the Great Depression. Back then, lenders couldn't operate across state lines, and some states had even stricter laws, which forced companies to get creative.
Banks weren't allowed to have branch offices, but a bank in Illinois that was sort of running out of room bought the right of way under a street so that they could expand their operation.
Community banks were places where small business owners could more easily get a loan, same as today. But David Wyman, an economic historian at Barnard College, says they also carried the same risks.
And those regional banks, obviously prone to the ups and downs of the regional sort of economies, the sectors they tend to specialize in.
When railroad construction dropped off in the late 1890s, so did business at railroad industry banks. If farmers had a tough year, so did their bank. And this is what we saw with Silicon Valley Bank's demise. It mostly served tech startups. In the last 50 years, deregulation has allowed lenders to operate across state lines, making it easier for them to merge when they're in trouble. And here we are, 4,000 banks. Elinda Kiss, who researches financial regulation at the University of Maryland, expects that number to shrink.
Yes, I think we will see more consolidation. I don't have an idea what's the perfect number of banks.
She says no one really knows the magic number between too many banks and too few with too much market power. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.